Hi there, it's Jeremy Walker, the owner of Inspire Hypnotherapy in Brisbane, Queensland. Today I'm going to talk with you about depression. I use the Demartini method to help people with depression by addressing the cause and finding ways to turn that around. Maybe you've experienced a really tough life, had a lot of challenges, and experienced a lot of grief and loss in your life. Today I have three things to help you to turn that grief around. And maybe for you, that's the loss of health, the loss of a family member, the loss of money, or the loss of assets, or the loss of connection in life. And one of these turns up in almost every single case of depression. So number one is to address your grief directly. Have a look at the loss you experienced, but then also look at what you gained or what you have to be grateful for about that difficult situation. A lady I worked with 2 years ago experienced a lot of grief and a lot of depression around her mother passing away. We started to explore together what she had gained by her mother passing away. Her mother was no longer in a lot of physical pain, so that was a benefit. She no longer had to travel to the hospital every day, which was draining her energy, so she had a gain of energy. She no longer had to eat hospital food and takeaway food, so she ended up having a gain of health. And she had a gain of finances by getting an inheritance, which actually relieved a real burden that was going on for her in her life. But even though there was the loss, there was still a lot of things to be grateful for and some things that were gains in her life that actually helped to improve her life. So my advice is don't just look at the loss, also look at what you gained from that difficult situation. Number two is to not try to be perfect. This might come about from the expectations of a partner, a mother, a father, your boss, or a friend. Allow yourself to be a natural and normal human being who experiences positive and negative emotions, as we all do, who is good and bad, kind and mean at times, strong and weak at times, as we all are from time to time. So allow yourself to be that normal, beautiful human being that you are, and let go of the attachment of trying to be perfect, which is an unrealistic expectation which can never be achieved. That expectation of being the perfect wife, the perfect husband, the perfect mother, the perfect father, the perfect whatever. Allow yourself to be a normal, natural human being who screws up from time to time, and just to let yourself be that beautiful person that you are. Number three is to notice where your mind spends the most time. Is it in the past with what has gone wrong, with depression, with grief, or with anger? Is it in the future with worry or anxiety and fears? Or is it in the present where you're taking action, where you're feeling inspired and feeling grateful for the life you have now? In order to empower your past, why not look at what you can learn from a difficult situation or find some meaning from what happened? In order to empower your future, why don't you set a goal or a dream so big that it inspires you and motivates you to take action in the present? Something that engages you, something that re-energizes you back into life. So those three things again was to deal with your grief directly and look for what you gained in some of those situations where you experienced loss. Number two was to try not to be perfect. Allow yourself to be that normal, natural human being that you are. And number three is to spend more time in the present. Find something you can learn from the past or be grateful for, and to find something from the future that you can use as an inspiration to drive you forward. So that gives you a small snippet of some of the work I do with the Demartini method, and I invite you to explore the Demartini method more for yourself. And if there's anything at all I can do to help, be sure to let me know, and have a great day.